That's music from 702, where my girl's at. The Playhouse is flush. The Format Friday, 194, the number one hit music station. I'm Zero, that's Amy K, and thank you so much for starting your Friday with the 194 Morning Playhouse on this dusting of snow morning. And it really warms you up on a snowy morning, and knowing there's more snow coming on Sunday through Tuesday. You have your flush Format Friday music. It's like your body might be cold, but your heart is warm with dance and happiness. So anyway, it's going to snow.
Your heart is warm with dance.
So more snow coming Sunday through Tuesday.
I don't even want to think about it.
Looks like it'll be pretty substantial snow, too, with like at least 6 inches and maybe much more than that. So that'll be fun.
I hope nothing happens. I'm trying to go on vacation, so snow, don't come. Please stay away.
I hope it does come so you get snowed in and have to hang out with me and read school closings.
If I'm snowed in, I'm staying in.
You wouldn't even come to me?
I don't know.
Show must go on, Amy.
I would drive to Florida.
Golly. Well, speed therapy got one more today with Lindsay, and you got kind of a tough one to throw at the Playhouse family. What's going on?
I do. I'm wondering about... Okay, so I used to date a man when I lived in South Dakota, mm-hmm. and we dated for 4 months. It was great, but I moved for a job thing, and I ended up ending it just because I didn't think I could do the long-distance thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was back in town for a weekend, and I arranged to have dinner with him, and it was like major sparks, major fireworks. I realized I missed him, and now we're actually dating again. and so we spend most of our weekends together, and I take my kids, and he has a son, and they all get along. It's so great. But this is why I'm calling, because last weekend he told me he won't be available next weekend because he's getting a vasectomy.
Ooh.
Which I just said wrong. Vasectomy. I can't say that word.
Vasectomy?
But we all know what it is.
Of a snip, yes. Snippity snip.
A snip, snippity snip. He's getting a snip, snip. And I feel like I should have been a part of that decision. And that's my question. I'm like, don't you think, you guys think that I should be a part of it? Because he says that between the two of us, you know, we have 3 kids, like none of which are with each other, and he doesn't need any more, which I get. And I wasn't even thinking about, you know, having a child with him. But the fact that it's now like off the table, it just bothers me. And I'm wondering if I have a right to be upset about this.
So he never said anything to you prior to it, like, hey, I have an appointment for this. Just when you asked if you were going to hang out and he told you he has that appointment.
Exactly.
Do you get the vibe that like this relationship could lead to like forever? Do you think there's a chance that like you guys are feeling out whether or not you might get married someday or move back to the same state? I mean, you're in 2 different Dakotas currently. Do you think this relationship kept going well that would ever change or no?
I do. I mean, I think at this point, you know, I don't think we would have involved our kids if it wasn't serious. So, yeah, I really see a future with him. I'm not, you know, super young, so I wasn't, you know, planning on having a child with him. But I guess I just wanted it to be a conversation we had together.
It is kind of weird. It makes you wonder if, like, it says something about where he is in the relationship. And maybe that's why you're so bothered by it. Because, like, if you were to ever consolidate Dakotas again and be under the same roof and be talking about marriage, it's like, okay, well, like, what if I wanted to do that with you? Like, you didn't even consider me. That sucks.
Yeah.
That does suck.
Yeah. I felt just like, wow, maybe I'm more in this than he is. I guess that is what's bothering me.
Okay. Amy K, what are your thoughts on the vasectomy that she didn't get consulted on with the boyfriend?
I think it's the fact that she's upset because she wasn't involved in the decision making. Not saying that she should have a say, just like women, it's our body, our choice. Like, you should be able to make that choice for yourself. They're not married. She said she doesn't even want to have kids. I think she's just feeling left out. And this opens a bigger picture for them that they need to communicate better. I want to know, is she on birth control? Did he have a say? Are you taking a pill? Like, is he okay with what you're doing? You can't really get mad that he's making the decision to get this, but you could say, let's communicate better.
You still floating around out there, Lindsay? Are you on the pill or anything like that? Any sort of birth control?
I'm not, because it makes me feel like a crazy person. So, yeah, I mean, we just haven't had either of those discussions. I mean, he knows, obviously, like, sure. We're using birth control, but we haven't. Yeah, he didn't really have a say, so that's a good point.
Okay. Lots of texts coming in to speed therapy for you.
Yeah, someone said, no, there's no reason for you to be upset. If you want or feel the need to bring it up in a manner that's like, hey, kind of felt a little weird that you weren't including me. And I know we never discussed having kids in the first place, but it just made me feel a little weird to kind of start the conversation that way. But you can't get mad over it, they're saying. Someone else said, if a guy acted like this towards a woman who had her tubes tied or froze some eggs, everyone would agree that he was wrong. I feel like it's no difference here that roles are reversed. She can't be mad, but maybe open up their communication a little better.
You know, in a funny way, I mean, he's kind of already let you know what you need to know on that topic. Like, yeah. He feels confident enough that he is done fathering children or would prefer to be that he went ahead and got this done, probably largely in part the fact that he's seeing somebody that isn't doing her any sort of preventative measures. That's his preventative measure. He wants to make sure he doesn't father any kids. He's letting you know he's not interested and that there is no conversation you would have had that would have changed his mind. So if that is something you're looking for still, you maybe want to rethink the whole relationship. I think he's let you know what there is to know in that topic.
And he did say, because you guys each already have your own kids, I think, like he said, I don't want any. And she even basically said she didn't want him either.
Yeah, in which case, why is it even bothering you that much? And that seems, a lot of people picked up on that. You said you weren't necessarily looking for kids anyway.
Yeah, a lot of people are pointing out, just seems you were hurt that you weren't involved more. People are saying when you do talk to him about this, don't act upset on him doing the vasectomy, but maybe how you guys are communicating.
Yeah, and you do still live a state away from each other.
Yes.
So there is that too.